Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Dallas resident.
Hi there, folks. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is part two, mass shootings. What are the causes and solutions? It's time the liberal left Democrats stop using mass shooting tragedies as a gun control issue and focus on the real problems and solutions. The number of mass shootings has increased. Why? Well, let's begin with Hollywood. With this generation being raised by social media and no guided parenting, children are exposed to more violence. Video games, movies, television shows, even advertisements promote violence. When there is no child supervision or guidance during any of the previously mentioned forms of entertainment, children's imaginations are unchecked. Children or young adults spending life online causes alienation, and their created reality is not the actual reality. We have allowed our children to be exposed to violence from Hollywood, which glorifies guns. And because of this availability of violent imagery being unconstrained, some children are inclined to normalize it. Children absorb hours and hours a day of video games. Society has become very desensitized to violence. Another consideration to ponder is, what about all the antidepressant drugs prescribed to children and young adults and the behavioral effects of these drugs? According to psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson, most of these mass shootings were performed by young men, who are typically more aggressive than girls. Attitudes are changing. There is a competitive element, a motivation for notoriety with young men. If they have had a bad experience, they need something to offset that bad experience. Young men require a clear direction, and by giving them a responsibility, it gives life meaning. The Democrats in Hollywood are using the Stoneman Douglas School mass shooting as a determiner to abolish guns and repudiate the NRA. Even certain companies have discontinued NRA support, which I consider irresponsible and tendentious. CNN used this tragedy deceitfully as a witch hunt against the NRA and Republicans. Gun control is not the issue. However, we provide armed security for our airports, banks, politicians, and Hollywood celebrities, but not our schools. Our schools are gun-free zones, an open target, a killing zone to a shooter. If some teachers are firearm trained and willing, I definitely would agree to that solution. Arming and preparing our schools is a better alternative than gun control. Now, we should make schools hard targets for shooters. Armed educators will protect our students. Former Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia once declared, "The highest right for Americans is the right to life, and that right gives us the right to protect ourselves with the Second Amendment." I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.